This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deva says partnership and connectivity are key to Nepal-India prosperity. House of Representatives' today's session scheduled for 3 this afternoon. The opposition parties intend to disrupt today's proceeding as well. And U.S. President Donald Trump says rare earth deal done with China. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deva has emphasized that joint partnerships and enhanced connectivity between Nepal and India will drive shared prosperity. Speaking at the inaugural session of Nepal-India Strategic Dialogue in Kathmandu today, she highlighted the need to accelerate cooperation in trade, transit and investment to boost economic ties. The foreign minister stressed expanding road, rail, waterway, air and digital infrastructure to strengthen bilateral networks. She noted Nepal's hydropower potential as a vital clean energy source, with India's commitment to import 10,000 megawatts in the next decade. Minister Dr. Rana also advocated for collaboration in the digital economy, technology and innovation to empower youth. She acknowledged India's support for Nepal's recent Sagarmatha Sambad and expressed hope that such platforms will deepen Nepal-India relations, fostering peace, stability, and prosperity. The House of Representatives is set to convene at 3 p.m. today, following ongoing disruptions by opposition parties demanding the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak over the visit visa scam. Yesterday, opposition lawmakers, including those from the CPN Maoist Center and Rashtriya Swatantra Party, halted proceedings by rising from their seats and pressing for the Home Minister's resignation, preventing the session from entering its agenda. The obstruction has persisted for the last 2 weeks. Speaker Debraj Khemire urged protesting members to create an environment for resuming House business, but no progress was made. Despite several meetings between ruling and opposition parties, a consensus remains elusive. The Revenue Investigation Office Butwal has seized illegal currency worth 34.655 million rupees till date of the current fiscal year. This includes currencies of various countries including Nepal. Of the confiscated money, around 19.1 million rupees is Nepali currency, while 15.5 million is Indian currency. Chief Investigation Officer at the office, Vivek Khemire, said mostly Indian nationals were the ones arrested with such illegal money from Nepal-India bordering areas. Khemire mentioned that the illegal foreign currency transactions also included US dollar and UAE dirham. Such currencies were impounded after carrying out strict monitoring on suspicious groups at various Nepal-India bordering areas. The Mari Valley in Chitwan is rich in terms of nature, religious sites and cultural heritage. It is home to various religious shrines such as the Someshwar Temple, Vaikuntha Lake and the Ram Mandir. Mari also boasts the Dhanalakshmi waterfall, which falls from a height of around 60 meters. However, many people are unaware of the natural heritage found in the area. This natural treasure deserves greater attention. It can be reached via a hike from Vaikuntha Lake. Nearby attractions include Vaikunthesvara Temple, Kailas Hill, Prem Pond and Chamera Cave. These sites hold significant natural and religious value. Incomplete stairways and limited awareness restrict tourist visit. Mari's rugged terrain, surrounded by Chitwan National Park, also hosts wildlife like tigers and rhinos. Deputy Mayor of Mari Municipality, Khem Prasad Mahato, emphasized that proper funding, improved access and robust promotion would elevate the waterfall into a key destination. This could draw visitors to Mari's scenic cultural and natural wonders. The East-West Highway has been obstructed after a flood swept away diversion at Thumkibas in Nawalparasi district. The highway came to a halt when the diversion was washed away by the flood that occurred this morning. Meanwhile, according to Siva Kanal, the information officer of the Butwal-Narenghat road expansion project, a new bridge joining the two road sections of the highway has been completed. Kanal said the plan was to operate the bridge from the last week of June. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Talks aimed at easing tensions between the United States and China have concluded with a tentative agreement, according to U.S. President Donald Trump. The deal, however, remains subject to final approval by both President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. According to the BBC, announcing the outcome on his social media platform Truth Social, President Trump stated that their deal with China was done and was subject to final approval from President Xi and himself. As part of the agreement, China has committed to supplying U.S. companies with essential materials, including rare earth metals and industrial magnets. In return, the United States will suspend its planned revocation of visas for Chinese students. The provision deal follows the two-day of high-level negotiations in London, aimed at resolving trade disputes that have escalated since a fragile truce in May. The rapid imposition of tariffs by both sides had nearly brought bilateral trade to a standstill, prompting renewed diplomatic efforts. Despite the progress, limited scope of announcement has raised questions about the effectiveness of White House tariff-driven strategy in securing comprehensive trade agreements. President Trump said he plans to set new tariff rates with U.S. trading partners within the next 1 to 2 weeks. He also indicated that official letters outlining the terms of new trade agreements would be sent out before a 9 July deadline, when the U.S. is scheduled to reinstate higher tariffs on various countries. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius has arrived in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, for discussions on expanding military assistance to Ukraine amid its ongoing war with Russia. According to the Reuters news agencies, Pistorius is scheduled to meet with Ukrainian officials to explore further arms deliveries and defense cooperation from Berlin. Before departing from the Ukrainian capital, Pistorius said Germany was doing everything it could to support Ukraine in defending itself and reaching a point where Russia might be willing to engage in serious negotiations. Germany is currently Ukraine's second largest military supporter, following the United States. With Washington's continued backing of Kyiv facing growing uncertainty, European nations, especially Germany, are under increased pressure to take a more prominent role in supporting Ukraine's defense efforts. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at 1-2 places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rajarana Dewa says partnership and connectivity key to Nepal-India prosperity. House of Representatives today's session scheduled for 3 this afternoon. The opposition parties intend to disrupt today's proceeding. And U.S. President Donald Trump says rare earth deal done with China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.